you know, and you can still go to church, you see, and have that aura of respectability, although that is running real thin in our society. You know, that doesn't mean what it did much anymore. Even when I was a kid, it still meant a lot to go to church. I mean, that was something that was, you did, you know, but now it's, you know, take it or leave it. I mean, unless you're in a real small town, everybody has to go, or they'll be talking about you down at the pool hall, you know, the next day, the coffee shop. Otherwise, there isn't much cost, you know. So there's a cost, and that's what Luke shows us here in these stories. But when God has called you into the work, and he has laid out the path, there is no price you cannot pay, or you will not pay. And there is this then growing confidence that faith engenders. Yes. You know, faith is like, you know, we talk about faith like it's some kind of amorphous, ethereal, hazy word that doesn't have much, but you know, you think about what is faith exactly? When you place trust, active trust in God's promises, what happens? What happens? I mean, is it, what does that mean? When Paul says that faith in Christ is that vehicle by which grace becomes accessible to us and by which we live. What does that mean in actual terms? Acceptance of what happens to you. Well,